daf is daf zayin. We got to the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. The last few lines, Tanya Kavase, we didn't have time to make it to the Mishnah. The Braisa says five lines up, Tanya Kavase de Rav Sheshes. The Braisa that supports the opinion of Rav Sheshes, who says that when there's Edim b'medines hayam, then the mayim is not going to be bodek, the water won't work. But v'lo matame, but not the same reason as the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes learned this out from the word Edim, but the Braisa learns it from something else. The Gemara quotes, the Braisa quotes, Tahora v'lo sheish la'edim. So if you look at Rashi explains in the bottom five lines up, Tahora, he quotes the pasuk, v'im lo nitma ha'isha, if the woman's not tame, v'tahora, and she's tahora, which is extra, well, if she's not tame, obviously she's tahor. And the pasuk continues, v'niksav and izra zera, and she's mizoche, haftacha, becoming pregnant. Havle l'michtav, im lo nitma v'niknaksa. The Torah, he l'darshan l'midrash hachi. The word tahora is extra. Once we learn that she's not tame, so mimela, she's tahora. So that's extra. What's the drasha? So the Rashi explains, Tahora nizra zera. If she's tahor, that's when she's zocha to a child. V'lo shenitzolas min hamayim b'nei shehayu edim b'tumasa. And not if she's spared from the waters because of another reason, not because she's tahor, but because there happens to be edim across the sea. That's why she was spared. That won't. She's not going to be zocha to the aftach of having a child. That's what Torah teaching me. But we see from here that if there are edim b'medinas hayam, the mayim will not be bodeker. Then the Gemara makes another drasha, v'tahora, v'lo shetlasa la'zuchus, not because of a zuchus, that's why the water didn't work. So Rashi explains, v'tahora, the drasha here, we already used the word tahora. The drasha here says, Rashi, is the vav yisera, it says v'tahora. That extra vav, l'me'ute shetlasa la'zuchus dibahalo amar krav in Israel zera. Another reason why the meisodim may not work, and she won't be zocha to the haftach of children, that's in a situation where she had a certain zuchus, she learned Torah, whatever the zuchus might be, that's why the water didn't work. In such an instance, she will not be zocha to the haftach of children. Then the Gemara says, further, v'hi v'lo shiyusu v'yitnuba, Moses b'levana. She, only if she is going to be, what does that mean, says Rashi? He below hanitolos min hamayim aydei shehi haya kilkula mifursam lakol. Only when she actually was innocent. But if the waters don't work because it's so apparent, everybody knows, everyone's talking about the women who used to sew and weave in the moonlight and talk and gossip, and everyone was be talking about this lady, it was so obvious, then the mesota won't work either. So only when she's he, only when she's actually Torah, as opposed to the waters not working for another reason of her being Mekulkul already. So then the Gemara continues the Braisa though. Rabbi Shimon Nehi Devav Lo Darish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't make a drasha on the letter Vav, and therefore what? Says Rashi. Uparchinon, the Gemara asks Rabbi Shimon, Damar Ein Zuchus Tola. He holds that the Zuchus is not Tola her if she has a Zuchus, it will not prevent the water from taking effect. So Nehi Devav Lo Darish, Miu Yeshla Edim Nafka Mikra. Even though he doesn't darshan from the letter Vav, the extra letter Vav, he will be darshan from the word Torah. That whole word Torah is extra. Kasha, so what's the question? So the Kasha, the Ata Motzi Shemra Aha Toros, Viomru Edim Hayulam. What's his question here?
We said a question of Shimon that if he holds that Zuchus is not Tola, he also has to hold that he can't hold the Drasha that the Edim.
But why not? It seems to be a good drasha. The word tahora is extra, so you should make a drasha of the mayim should be bodek. If they're edim overseas, the mayim is not bodek. So it says the Gemara, the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, Yesh la'edim b'medinas hayam lo shichi. It's very uncommon that they're going to be edim that are going to be somewhere in a distant country that are going to be there. And therefore, Rashi says on the top here, lo shichi v'lo maski intri adaiti the machshedinu l'toris b'hachi. No one's going to say, if this woman drinks the water and she's she becomes innocent, she becomes unharmed, no one's going to say, oh, they're probably Edom overseas somewhere, because that's so unlikely. So people are going to therefore say she was actually Tahora. As opposed to if there was a Zechus, it's very likely a woman has a certain Zechus, so that's something a person could say. So therefore Rabbi Shimon says a Zechus won't prevent her. Edom across the seas will prevent her, but that's not going to cause anybody to say that's why she was spared from the water, because that's such an unlikely circumstance. And the mission now says, Ketzad Osela, so what do you do with her? Now Lamaisa, there was a kinoi, there was a stira, they ate them so that she was nistera with someone, with that particular man. So what's the process now? So the mission explains in detail, Ketzad Osela, Molicha la Basin, Shabosa Makom, they would drag her to the basin in that place, the place where the city that, I assume there, where the event happened, and Mosim la Shnei Tamid Chachamim, and then they would hand him to Shnei Tamid Chachamim, Shema Yaval Leha B'derech. The Tamid Chachamim would escort him, her, him and her, but really prevent him from being ba on her on the way to the basin Shel Shel Sanhedrin of Yerushalayim. And Behuda Omer Bala Neman Aleha. No, you don't need to have any people escorting him because we trust the husband that nothing will take place there. So that's a machlokas, how much we trust the husband. So we have them escorted possibly to the basin Shalayim, the basin Hagadol. And the Gemara says, Vitrei v'iyu hatlasa. So what happens? You have two Tamidei Chachamim. You have the man himself. So that's three people who are going to escort the woman. So Lema suggests, perhaps, Misai Le Rav, this supports the opinion of Rav, Dama Rav Yehuda Marav, Lo Shanu El Beir. So what is this referring to? So says the Rashi, he's referring to the Mishnah and the Kedushin at the end, about the halachas of Yichud. Says Rashi, Lo Shanu Hadat Tanam B'Kedushin, the Mishnah that teaches us the Maseches Kedushin. Aval Isha Misachedes M'Shnei Anashim. The halach is that one woman is allowed to be with two men. One man cannot be with two women, but one woman can be with two men because we trust that they're going to watch over each other. And that is qualified by Rav, that that's only true in the city. In the city, there's somewhere Yichud, two men and one woman, that's okay. But once you're in the field where no one else is in sight, so then there's a concern, you need three people, total of three men and plus a woman. So that supports Rav's, since they're walking somewhere from the basin of that city to Shalayim, they're going to cross some areas that are going to be secluded. So you need three men, like Rav says, once you're outside the city, three men plus a woman. What's the reason for this? So he says, "Av abaderech ad ika shlosha." Says the Gemara, "Shema yitzarich echad mehem l'nekeva, v'nimtz echad mehem misyachid im ha'erva." So what's going to happen is, if you have only two men, so one of the men are going to go to the bathroom, and then what's going to happen is the other man is left alone with the woman in the sad the summer where no one's around, completely secluded. So you need three men always to allow one of the men to go to the bathroom, and the two other men remaining back with the woman to avoid yichud. So that seems to be supported by this mission that you need two Tamidei Chachamim plus the husband to walk this woman to the Beis Din Shel Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, "Lo, this is not a proof for Rav. Hacha hainu taim." The reason why I need two Tamidei Chachamim, not because of concerns of Yichud, rather, kihecha de lehevei ale sade, you need two witnesses. Let's say something were to take place, and the husband and wife, so the Tamidei Chacham have to warn them, don't do anything, there's going to be an Isser involved here, and then if something happens, the Mesota won't work, they have to give the proper Hasra. Rashi explained the Hasra here. Yeah, Rashi says, de lehevei ale sade. So not to really give a warning, like I said, rather, it's really to, even though the Gemara says in order to warn them, it's really to give a testimony if something were to happen with the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, they could tell Bez and Agadol not to give her the Mesota. Don't take the paper with Hashem's name and erase it, Rahman al-Islam, that would be a big problem, because this situation, it won't work because Yavol Leha. Now, the Gemara gives the impression that you need them not to testify, but really to give them the proper warning. Tosa seems to take the approach that he asks from a Gemara and Makos that's more of a Hasra as opposed to Edis. Anything else about this on the side here? Right. The Gemara itself says for Sade, for witnesses. Rashi's Girsa, Tosa's Girsa, the second Tosa, he says, Kehecha, the Yade Lasri Eba, in order for them to know how to. Oh, that's the Gemara later on, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. So initially the reason is in order for them to testify. So Gemara says, wait a second. So Tamid Chachamim in Kulei Amalo. Only a Tamid Chacham is able to give a testimony and not a regular person. So Lema, so that's the case, only a Tamid Chacham can be made. Lema Masai Lele Idach the Rav. This supports another position of Rav. Dama Rav Yehuda Marav Lo Shanu Elak Sheirim Aval Prutzim Afil Asara Namila. So the fact that we are giving them over a Tamid Chachamim, can't somebody else be a? You don't have to have a Tamid Chachamim to be an aid. You have to have someone who's a bar neman, someone who's trustworthy. But lav dafka Tamid Chachamim. So why dafka Tamid Chachamim? It must be because the only time we allow this halachas of yichud with two men and one woman is only a situation where the two men are actually tsnuim, the ksherim, where they're kosher individuals like Tamid Chachamim. But if they're prutzim, if they're people who are not Tamei Chachamim, who whatever, however you categorize them, then even 10 men and one woman you can trust. So that's why we need Tamei Chachamim. So you need two men. The reason why you need the number of two is to serve as Edim. The reason why you need the quality of the people of Tamei Chachamim, according to this stage right now, is in order for them to avoid the issues of Yichud. And the Gemara says, Maisa Haya Votziu Asar B'mita, and like the Gemara records a Maisa, brought down more in depth in the Gemara Kedushim, that once 10 men took out they're going to bury a child with a mother, and it didn't turn out well. There was a nus that took place, so this supports Rav. And the Gemara says, Lo, Hacha Hainu Taima Deyadu L'Asribe. You need two men to serve as Edim. Why did the two men have to be Tamid Chachamim? Because they also have to give a warning. What's the warning, says Rashi? The Yadei Lasriye Bey. V'lomar lo, min HaTorah kishen ha'ish menuka, me'avon shabalea, v'shin ha'arsa alav, ein ha'mayim bot kenes ha'ishta. You have to give a warning to the husband and wife, or really to the husband, that if you are going to be ba on your wife, the mayim will not be bodek her. So just be aware of that. So that's pretty interesting.
The onesh.
Right? What?
The warning is about the onesh.
Yeah. Exactly. Typically, a case of Hasra is supposed to be about warning about a certain onesh. There's no onesh here at all. That's a good question. No, I don't see anybody addressing this. Okay. Interesting. We're now quoting the two dots. Yehuda Omer, Bala Neman. There's no need to have two Talmid Chachamim escorting them because the husband's trusted. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bala Neman, Mikal V'Chomer. We trust the husband, and this Nemanis is really learned out from Mikal V'Chomer. Ma nida shehim bikares Bala Neman ala. A woman who's in Nida, and Isser Karis involved, the husband's trust to be trusted, that they could be alone with each other. There's no Isser Yichud. So, therefore, Sota, she belav, lo kol shein. Sota, which is only a lav, how much more so should he be trusted? So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sota, she belav, de lo yucha bal harishom, de amrino mi yivamas perakama, ma ani mekayim achre yashe hutama le rabo sota shenistra. So certainly we should be able to trust the husband with the Sota here. It's an interesting shayla that we had last week. Let's read a little bit further. Rabbanan he noseres, he noseres, that's the idea. Neither the kare is chamirle. No, because neither is so severe to him, so then he's going to refrain. But so to the lav, lo chamirle. But so there's only a lav, he doesn't really care so much about that, so he's therefore not going to have self-control. That's why we need to aid him. Lo memon, he won't be trusted. Rabbi Yehuda, mekal v'chomer ma'isile. Wait a second. Does Rabbi Yehuda really learn this from mekal v'chomer? From Nida, v'ha Rabbi Yehuda mikroy ma'isile. He learned it out from a pasuk. The Tani vevi ha'ish es ishto el kohen min haTorah. Ha'ish mevi es ishto. The pasuk tells me that the man brings the wife to the kohen. So that's a mefurish pasuk. There's no one else bringing him other than the man. Aba amru chachamim mosin lo shnei tamidi chachamim shema yavola baderech. The chachamim thought maybe just as a siag to have two tamidi chachamim bring, but it's not because of a kavachomer. It's a pasuk that says you don't need it. It's a gzerim b'der banan that we require two tamidi chachamim, not a kavachomer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baal Neman Aleh. We trust the Baal because it's a Kavachomer. Manida she bekaris Baal Neman Aleh. So to she belav lo koshigain. Same Kavachomer. Rabbi Yehuda is built on based on a Kavachomer. And then the response is Amru lo lo. Imam has been Nida shekain yesh leheter. Tomer besote shein leheter. Wait a second. The reason why Nida, we allow Yichud by Nida, is because there's a heter. In a couple weeks when she goes to the mikvah, there will be a heter, and that's considered what's called pas basalo. And therefore Rashi explains shekain yesh leheter. When she becomes a tower in a couple of weeks, then lefikach ein yitzra tokvo shemuftach hu la'achar mitzvan. His yitzra won't be so strong. He'll be all able to show self control and wait a couple of weeks, as opposed to need asota shein leheter. Says Rashi, im timsa tameya. If she turned out to be tamei, she's asur to him forever. Lefikach liba rodevachar. Therefore, he's going to desire her. He doesn't see a heter down the line. It's possible she'll be asur forever. So that's the Chachamim's response. Therefore, we have to have two Edim. We don't trust him. Vomer, Mayim, Genuvim, Yim Toku. As we know, the Pasuk says, quoted a few places in Shas, that stolen waters are sweeter. He likes the fact that she's also forbidden fruit. So therefore, we don't trust him. That's why he knew to aid him. So comes back Rabbi Yehuda and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minatorah Ha'ish Mevias Isha La'Kohen. It's a pasuk that tells us that the man brings a wife to the Kohen. Shinemar Vehevi Ha'ish Es Ha'ishto. So we see in the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda holds is based on the pasuk Ha'ish Mevias Ishto, and not based on the Kavachomer. So a couple of things I want to say. Let me just finish the Gemara. So initially, Kavachomer Bereisha, first he said the Kavachomer, and then Parchu, then they found the flaw in the Kavachomer, Vahadar, then he went back and said, Amar Lu, Kra, he quoted the Pasuk. Gemara says, wait a second, isn't that what the Tanakhama says the reason was? Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakhama. They both said the reason why you really don't need Edim is because Kosef tells me that the man takes her. So Ikabanayu, Aval Amru, the Nafkamin is there a concern? Is there Gzerim and Zerabanam? Chachamim were concerned, and they therefore were gozer to have two times the Chachamim because we don't trust them entirely. And Yehuda was not gozer. So a couple points. One point is that why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda concerned also? It seems like a very plausible concern that the only time whenever there's always an Isser Yichud, when there's someone who's Aser to a person, when there's a Chiv Karis, when there's an Isser Znus. So we always need to prevent from Yichud. The only reason why there's a heter for a husband and wife when there's neither because there's pas pasalo, because he has the bread in the basket, he knows in 2 weeks she'll be mutter to him. So when it comes to sota, there's no foreseeable heter, so therefore there's no pas pasalo. So that's why Chachamim were gozer. So why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda gozer in that same situation? It's possible to say, this might be a source, I'm just thinking right now, for a well-known taz in a couple of places in Shulchan Aruch, where he says, Chachamim can never create a din that goes against the Torah. The Torah says something explicit, they can't go against that. So the Torah says the man brings her alone, they can't have two men bring her, but that goes against the Mefurish Pasuk. Chachamim can't create something against the Torah. They can add things on, but once it goes against the Torah, it says explicitly him and her, once you add two people to the picture, it might be a problem. That might be an interesting source. I wonder if anyone makes that connection. That's point one. Point two is, and this is very, very lemaisa, I'll share with you, not going to get into all the details, but situation was asked. A therapist had advised a husband and wife were having a difficult time in their marriage. They weren't getting along, and the husband was supposed to go to therapy. He wasn't going to therapy. So the therapist advised that the wife not go to the mikvah until the husband's willing to go to therapy and start working on whatever he needs to work on. So the question is there now going to be an Isser Yichud involved here? Because there's no pas pasal, there's no foreseeable heter for him. She's not going to the mikvah until he makes his decision. So we're going back and forth. We're discussing this Gemara a little bit with Rav Shecht and others about, this is a case of Sota, is an Isser Yichud, is an Isser Lav, and the Isser Karis. A lot of back and forth, and this Gemara was very helpful for that discussion. It's in the back here. They point this out here.
You bring it as a kasha, right?
Yeah.
Because the Rabbanan who are saying
that. Okay, how the Rabbanan say that again, the Taz has its chiddush in koch b'yach chachamim lesser davar shapir shem la Torah. So it's a kasha they ask on him. How do you know that? You saw in the back quoted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hagos Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Is that who they're quoting back there? I never. Okay. There's also another machlokas here about whether or not there's an Isser Yichud on Lavim Shem B'Torah. Everybody agrees that the Isser Yichud Midirai applies to Chivi Karis, or their Rayos. But we're at an Isser Lav. So it sounds like from this Gemara, Sota is certainly a Lav only. It sounds like from the Gemara that there's an Isser Yichud even by Lavim. So some say that's Takawi Paskin. That's a machlokas. Okay. Okay. Fine, the Gemara now is the Mishnah. The new Mishnah tells us on the bottom here, Hayu Malin Osula Beistin Hagadol. By the way, when I hear that sound of the mowing the lawn, I feel like it's like spring now. It's November 1st. Gives me these nice feelings. Okay. Sorry. Hayu Malin Osula Beistin Hagadol should be Shlaim. They would bring her up to the Beistin Hagadol that was situated in Yushlaimu Mayimin and Aleha, Gederach Shemayimin and Al Ari Nefashos. They would begin to instill fear with her and scare her the way they would do to Edom who would come to testify about someone who should get capital punishment. They would try to scare the Edom to really discourage them from testifying. They tried to v'tzil ha'sa'edah. We try to save the Nidom by from being killed, even though he may have done something wrong. We try the best we can to avoid capital punishment. So to here, she also, we don't want her to die. We'd rather her not drink the mesota and admit to doing something wrong rather than to have her drink it and die. V'omerlam, we say to her, right, Amrula, they would say to her, but the Biti Harbe Yain Osa Harbe Schok Osa Harbe Yaldos Ha Osa Harbe Shchenim Haram Osim Osa Lishma Hagadol Shnichta Bakdusha. So they say, you know, a lot of wine does bad things and a lot of schok and playfulness and childless and bad neighbors. All these things cause bad things to happen. So Osa Lishma Hagadol Shnichta Bakdusha Shalimachel Amayim. Do it for the shame of Hashem and admit to what you did wrong. So we have to. So we don't have to erase Hashem's name and place it into the Mesotim. Vomith Fanan, they would say in front of her, Dvarim She'enim Kedai L'Shomim, Hi V'chol Mishpachas Beis Aviyah. They'd say things that would make her very uncomfortable and in front of her, in front of her family and parents, and make her really embarrassed to the point where she just breaks down and gives in. Im Amr Tmea Ani, if she says, I'm Tame, Shaveris Ksubas Aviyotis, we rip up her Ksuba, she loses out whatever money she was guaranteed in the Ksuba, it's torn up, then she goes free. She requires a get, I imagine. Rashi says, probably, I'm looking for Rashi there. But she gets a get, and she's now a single woman. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Vimamar Tahorani. She says, nope, I'm Tahor. He was incorrect, my husband. So then we continue with the process in Malin also the Shahar Mizrach. We bring her to the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Shal Pesach Shahar Nikner, right near the Shahar Nikner. Shahar Nikner was a famous gate that had this nes happen to it. It was brought from a far country, and it was they lost it in sea. And by the time they got to the shores of Eretz Yisrael, the dwarf popped out of the ocean. Shesha Mashkin Sasotos, that eastern gate was where they would make the sota drink the water. Umitarnis Hayoldos, Umitarnis Mitzoran, the same place where Ayoledis would bring her carbon to become Tahor after giving birth, and same place where the Mitzora would come stick their fingers in the Zara and get the blood and oil sprinkled on their thumbs and big toes. That's the same area that this Sota would go to. And then the Kohen Olches Bibigdeha, the Kohen would grab onto her clothing aggressively. Im Nikru Nikru, if it were to tear, it would tear. Vim Niframu Niframu, if it were to be expose her, it would expose her. Ache Megalis Libo, until they should be exposed, her chest would be exposed. And Visosa Sara, they would undo her hair. Rebihuda Omer Im Hayal Libo, no, lo, Hayal Megalis. If she was someone who was attractive, then they wouldn't expose her body. Im Hayal Sara, no, if she had nice hair, lo, Hayal Sosa, they wouldn't unravel her hair to make it look pretty. Hayasamas Kasa Bilvainim, Mechasa Bishkar, if she was wearing white clothing, they'd make her wear black clothing, make her look disgusting. Hayuala Klezov, if she was wearing nice gold ornaments, gold jewelry, the kalayos nizamim. Rashi says kalios are tachshit who come in chatzi eagle, a half circle, a semicircle. Pasuach v'sogeres bas achaluka would use to clip her shirt together. Umakiv is gronam in atstadim and go around her neck on the sides. Some type of necklace or holding the collar together. It sounds like nizamim v'tabos, the bracelets and rings and other types of jewelry. Mavir and mimena, we would take off all the clothing, all the jewelry, kedei lenavlo, in order to make her look disgusting and disgraceful. V'acharkach mevi chevel mitzri, we take this Egyptian rope, v'koshe lemala midadea, above her chest, they tie it, and make her look uncomfortable and disgusting. V'chal rotsa liros, bal liros, anyone who wants to see, observe this event, everyone's allowed to look, chutz me'avadeh shvachoseh, except for her servants, her shvachos, mipnei shaliba gaspa, because they're going to enjoy what they're seeing here, says Rashi. Shaliba Gaspa, Kishadim Roa Bnei Beisa Daita Miskaber Salavlo Tira Velo Soda. So rather that her Libo is going to be Gaspa, she's going to want to stand her ground and not admit in front of the ones who she employs. She doesn't want to give in and seem like she's a weak individual, so she's going to stand strong. So we tell them they're not allowed to show up in order for her to be crushed and have the ability to hopefully be molded to what she did wrong, if she did something wrong. And again, Rashi says, "Vanu mevakshin shetivade." We request that she admit to what she did. V'loimach Hashem Hakadosh al ha'mayim, in order to prevent the Shem Hashem from being erased. Misha continues to say, "Navachal nashim mutars lerosa," and all the women are allowed to come see. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'nevasru," where the pasuk goes, "V'nevasru kol hanashim v'losa sena kimiz kizim aschena." All the women are supposed to come see and take the musr and not do the same that she did, and not to be mezana. Supposed to be a tremendous chizik or musr to teach women how to act properly. At the same time, men should also learn how to act properly. Mara says now, how do I know this to be true? How do I know what to be true? So we're talking about that they go to Beis Din HaGadol. So the Gemara says, "Amr Bichir ba Gamda Amr Yosi ba Rabbi Chanina Asa Torah Torah." It's the Gzer Shavat. It says Torah in one place. Ksiv Hacha with respect to Sota. It says Vasala Koin Eskol HaTorah Uksiv Hasam. It's written elsewhere by Zakin Mamre Al Pi HaTorah Sheyirucha. So Malahalim B'Shivim Ve'echa. Just like Zakin Mamre, one of the members of Sanhedrin who goes against all the psak of the other members of Sanhedrin, he's taken to the Sanhedrin to testify, and there's a whole process along with that, but it requires the Sanhedrin. Afkan b'shivim ve'echad, through this gzer shava, the sota needs to go to the Sanhedrin. Umayim aleha, we instill the sphere within her, says the Gemara. Uminhu, kederach shemayamin aleha, shalotishta kach mayamin aleha shetishta. We say, just like we instill fear to scare from drinking, and we should try to get her to admit, also we do the opposite. We get her to be scared in order to force her to drink. We say to her, Omer lo, we say to her at the end, Biti, my daughter, in baruluchah hadavar shetorah, if you are so clear, it's so clear to you that you're Torah, at Amdi al-Barecha, some stand and prove your innocence. Vishasi and drink. L'fisha'in ma'im hamar, mahdomim el-lasam yavesh, shemunach al-basachar. Because these bitter waters are no different than a dry type of medication that goes on a fresh piece of skin. Im yeshim ma'akim, mechal al-yorid. If you have a wound, it's going to hurt you, it's going to make it worse. But if you're completely covered and protected, then there's poison on the outside of your skin, won't affect you at all. Ain't shamaka, ain't no ma'al klum. If there's no maka, nothing will happen to you. So before we said that you're supposed to try to fear, scare her to not drink. Now we're trying to scare her to drink. So Gemara says, lo kasher kan kodem shenimchaka megillah, kan la'acha shenimchaka megillah. Before we ever erase the Shem Hashem, so we try to avoid from erasing Shem Hashem, and we try to scare her not to drink. But once we erase the Shem Hashem, we can't just let it sit there and be erased. We have to use it for something. It has to be that was done for a purpose. Then we force her to actually drink, and then we convince her to drink, to complete the drinking of the sota. So Omer Lefanah, we say in front of her all these different things that are very uncomfortable for her and for her family to hear. So Tana Rabbanan, Omer Lefanah, Dvarim Shel Hagada, U'Maisim Shiru B'Ksuvim HaRishonim. We say there are different stories, different things that happened. Kigon Asher Chachamim Yagidu V'lo Kichadu Ma'avosam. So we say these. This is a pasuk that's found where in Iyov, the Chacham say things, and the V'lo Kichadu Ma'avosam that don't make the fathers proud. Is that how it's saying it?
From their fathers, sourcing bring things from their fathers.
It was not withheld from their fathers.
Uh huh. So let's see. What does it mean? Yehuda hoduv lo boshba. So Yehuda admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed by this. And mahaya sofo. What was the end of his admission? Nachel chaya olam haba. He was zochet to olam haba. The whole discussions, and I think the Gemara and Toto will discuss this later on. Down here, right? The Gemara here is going to discuss what happened with Yehuda exactly. But he was molded, and he was zochet to olam haba. Reuven hoduv lo boshba. He admitted he wasn't embarrassed. He admitted to his sin with mixing up the beds of his father, of Yaakov. Mahaya sofa, what was the end? Nachal chayol maba. So by admitting, it's really wonderful things, wonderful schar you're going to get. Umas schar, what was it? Schar? Mas schar in kritikah aminim. What do you mean? We just said the schar was olm haba. Ela mas schar in bolm hazeh. Yes, they got olm haba, but what was the reward they received in this world? Lehem, livadam, nasa haaretz, lo avar, zar besochem. That to them alone the Eretz Yisrael was given, and no foreigner will pass through them. Says Rashi. Rashi was a mean lahem la vadam nasnaharet. Yehuda zachal malchus b'tosefta the brachos. He was zochah the malchus, and no one else was able to take that. Ruvein natal chelik tchilbert by Eva Yarden. He was the first to accept the Eretz in Eva Yarden, the other side of the river, and no one was able to take that. That was theirs. That was their zechus b'olam hazeh. So Bishma, the Yehuda, Ashkechan, the Odi, okay, it's understandable that we find that Yehuda was molded to what happened with Tamar. That she was greater than me, Tamar, she didn't want to embarrass him, as we know. So there, Yehuda admitted that it was him. Now, Reuven, Minolim, the Odi, how do we see anywhere that Reuven was ever admitted to his aveir of switching the beds of Yaakov, you know? Damar Bishmuel bar Nachmani, Amar B'Yochan, Amai Dechsev, what's the pasuk mean when it says, Yechi Reuven velo Yomos, Val Yomos, that Reuven should live and he should not die. V'zos Lehuda kol Osan Shanim, Zos Lehuda, and this is Yehuda, what a juxtaposition of these two psukim right next to each other in V'zos HaBracha. The Gemara tells us, Kol Olsen Shalom Shayu Yisrael B'Midbar, all the years that they're traveling in the Midbar, the 40 years getting back there to Israel, Hayu Atzmosav Sheyehuda Megugolim Baron, the bones of Yehuda were busy shaking and moving around in the Aron. Ad Sheaman Moshe Bikesh L'Rachmim, until Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and said, please, let's stop the movement. What's going on here? Amr the final Moshe Rabbeinu says to Ribbono Shalom, Migarm the Reuven Shehuda. Who was the one that caused Reuven to admit? It was Yehuda. It was also Yehuda. So Reuven, why was Reuven Zocha to Yechi Reuven Lo Yomus? Why was he Zocha to Om Haza and Om Haba? Because also Yehuda, because what Yehuda did, Yehuda was in Moda, Reuven saw that and he said, I'm also going to be Moda into what I did wrong. So we see from this that the juxtaposition, this story of Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that Yehuda was Moda and then Reuven was also Moda. That's what we learn from Zosar Bracha. Miyad, immediately after that happened, Shama Hashem Kol Yehuda. So then Hashem heard the call of Yehuda, the call of Yehuda meaning the voice, the admission of Yehuda. Al Evarel, the Shafa, for the limbs to stop moving, though, however, he wasn't allowed entrance access to the base medrash Shalmala. So then the pasuk continues to say, Vil Amo Tiviano, let him come to the Am. Let him come join the base medrash Shalmala. Don't let him just to stop moving in the bones, but let him enter the base medrash and learn with everybody else. Vilo Hava Koyada Mishkal. So he was allowed entrance into the base medrash, but he didn't know, he wasn't able to hold cup with the rest of the Talmid HaChachamim, the Rabbanon learning upstairs. Yad Ravlo, so give him a strength in his hands, the Pasuk says. So he's able to learn now being Osek with them, but still, he couldn't come to a conclusion. He was back and forth, alumnus, the pilpul, but couldn't conclude anything. Give him the strength, give him the help, support him. So then finally he was able to learn Alibu de Hilchasa. So Bishma Yehuda de Odi Kecha de Lotisha Tamar. I understand why Yehuda was Moda. He wanted to prevent his son-in-law now, his daughter-in-law and someone his wife now, from being burnt and his children to be twins in Tamar. He wanted to prevent them from happening. An innocent life. Three innocent lives from dying. Eli Reuven Lamalei Leodi. Why did Reuven admit? He didn't have to admit. V'hamar v'sheishes chotzev alai demafrit chatai kechadil alish chatai. V'sheishes says it's not a nice thing for a person to go out publicly and say what he did wrong. There's no toilas in a person admitting his sins in public, unless there's some toilas. But the person did something wrong in private, and to come out and tell people what he did wrong, that's completely inappropriate. So why is Reuven saying what he had done wrong with Yaakov's bed? The Gemara says the reason why is he wanted to make sure no one was choshed that the other brothers may have done it. He wanted to take any chshad from them, and he took the full blame to prevent them to preserve their reputation. And for that reason, he was motivated to what he had done wrong. Let's go a few more lines here. And the Gemara says now, if she says, I'm tameh, and therefore they don't drink, they don't mix and erase the water, they don't erase Shem Hashem in the water. Shemas Mina, we learn from here, Kosvan Shubar, we write a receipt. Why do you learn this from here? They write a receipt. Actually, you know what? Maybe let's stop here, because it's almost... Let's pick this up tomorrow. I don't want to miss a minute again today. Let's stop here.